Just had another email about the Anna, who's speaking to us after 8 o'clock from Guinness World Records, about your world record attempt, which is now going to be officiated by them, for the longest supermarket trolley slide in the world. This record is for the farthest single push and ride of a shopping trolley.
Exciting, so that's what it's been titled, don't you? Right, cool.
Yeah, good, isn't it exciting?
Yeah.
Measured in metres and centimetres. The shopping trolley must be a regular in-store model, cannot be modified in any way. You wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't, no.
All right, just checking. Got to be empty. You've already set, you already offered that one up.
Yep.
Pre-measured course, so it's perfectly level. That's why we need a supermarket. Mm-hmm. You know, not too many hilly ones, are there?
No, there's not.
Walking up to the bread.
God, I don't know that aisle is a steep one.
Well, that would make things interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah. The participant, that's you.
Hello.
And the entire trolley must begin the attempt behind a clearly marked and agreed push line.
I think that's
reasonable.
I guess
like an hockey, you know, you put your foot behind it and that. Or when you do the triple jump, you know, you get the old slow motion, don't you? We need something like that. The method of pushing is down to the individual. That's you.
Thank you.
There was no need for a thank you. It was down to the individual, but only one push can be used. You really need some explosive push there, because the power you generate there will define your glide.
I have said to you many, many times about the latent power of my thighs.
Shut it down! Thunder thighs is here! Thunder thighs! Latent power in my thighs!
My legs are my proudest part of my body.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just a shame they're no use to us on the radio.
Well, they are now. Huh? You have a world record holding co-host. Yes. Then suddenly they'll be very useful.
So, the other thing here, any effort, and this is this, I really need you to understand this bit, because you are the single biggest cheater I will ever know in my life.
What a horrible thing to say.
The truth. The truth. And you know this.
I am competitive.
No, just try and catch like that. You are a dirty cheat. Oh, you are.
That is
any
outrageous.
Effort, not my words, the Guinness World Record Corporation, any effort to push the trolley or nudge it once it's come to a natural stop will result in immediate, they put this bit in block capitals, disqualification.
We can't be disqualified from your own attempt.
You can, by the Guinness World Record people. All right? It's quite a stretch for you to go. You really do need your thunder in your thighs.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a long way.
Okay.
So I know you did a dummy run yesterday.
I did do a dummy run yesterday.
All right. How far do you think you went?
I did about two-thirds of the aisle of the Ribena aisle. I don't have Ribena in it.
They have a whole aisle.
Yeah, about to say, how do you fill it out? I guess zero sugar.
Yeah, tooth kind.
Tons of sugar. Almost too much sugar. Extreme Ribena.
Listen.
Alcohol Ribena.
Yeah. Actually, I like
Ribena
this
detergent.
Actual blackcurrants. Ribena actual blackcurrants.
You need to know, I did...
Ribena cheese straws.
I did it.
Not too many, sorry.
An incognito, unauthorised run yesterday in Asda.
Ribena milk?
Asda in Ware.
Yeah.
So obviously I was rather on edge. All I could do was notice there was Ribena in the aisle. So there may have been other problems.
It went past in a blur, didn't it? Yeah.
I did two-thirds of that aisle.
Hey, that's still good.
For argument's sake, you're saying the aisle is 20 metres. Two-thirds of that, let's for argument's purposes, call it 13 metres. But that is unratified.
Shy of a world record, mate.
Yeah, I know, but...
And I'm betting you didn't just do one push.
No, I did. I did do one push,
okay.
I promise you. And also, you've got to bear in mind that yesterday I'm up against it because you don't want people to notice you. So I'm not giving it the full whack. Mm.
So listen, anyway, we got the Guinness World Records on. They're on after eight. At the moment, we have them. So this is legit now. This is going to happen, but we still don't have a supermarket. Mm. One of our listeners manages a massive one in Whitechapel in London. Nick, the producer, spoke to him. He was really up for this. He referred it up to head office.
I will never do that.
They have said no because they get loads of these requests.
I don't believe that.
No.
I don't believe that.
They might just from, you know, people just want to give it a go or come in or can we just do something. But we've got the Guinness World Record people, you know. Can someone lend us a supermarket?
Yeah, exactly.
So please, come on, people of Britain, help out the show.